the session before that is asking now, what's the cost to schools of SimCam? We want to know that. We want to know what's there to cut. That's asking the question, what's the cost of embarking on higher standards for students? And the cost of that is cut, totaled, and developed depending on what you want to count. Do you want to count the reading program, the major reading initiative we've made? I would count that or not count it, but it's a part of that effort. There is no way to create a discrete out of the $280 million. Here are the specific dollars that go to this. It's as I described with the TESA program. But the legislature gave $200,000 to it.
Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Superintendent, the exchange that you just had with my colleague, Representative March, caused me to want to come up out of the detail a little bit and ask a higher-level question. With a $720 million shortfall right now and counting, and education representing 42% of the total budget, if cuts end up being in proportion, you're in line for a $300 million cut. What does that do to your program?
Madam Chair and Representative Johnson, I would ask if we could to defer that to Nancy Heiligman's discussion with you on the school fund. It'll give you a very clear picture of that. But it has, I believe, devastating impacts. Would, if you'd like to have that answered now, we can begin that
Thank you.
Process.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, I'm Nancy Heiligman, Associate Superintendent, Office of School Finance at the Department of Education. I will refer you to a handout that you have on the State School Fund. If you can turn to the first yellow page in the packet. The governor's request, the Department of Education, working with the Quality Education Commission, has put together program impact statements using the quality education model. And you'll recall that the model is based on prototype schools in elementary, middle, and high school. And what we've presented to you is four different impact scenarios, have tried to demonstrate the impact of 2% reductions at various levels on these prototype schools. Looking at scenario number one, and I should mention a couple of things also, that we're assuming that these cuts would be made in the second year of the biennium, in the 02-03 school year. And we've also, for each scenario, assumed that there will be a $60 million shortfall in local revenues since the original quality ed model recommendation came out. The initial $30 million reduction happened at near the end of the session as local property taxes and common school funds were expected to drop. Since then, there's an additional anticipated $30 million reduction in local property taxes. We expect to have even better information on local property taxes by the end of December once we have a better idea what property tax collections have been this fall. So again, turning to the first reduction scenario, this is a 2% reduction assumption, and we're assuming that the entire reduction comes from the school improvement fund, or the funds that were set aside to focus on K-5 literacy. This would eliminate the school improvement fund in the second year of the biennium. And in each of these scenarios, we list our assumptions. We give examples of program impacts. And we're realizing that this is a prototype or kind of an average school, but that in each school district, each district would make local decisions about budget reductions, and they would have different impacts in each school. But what we're trying to show you is an example. And in this case, the resources to focus on K-5 literacy would be eliminated. Central service reductions would reduce support to schools, and we'd expect that facilities maintenance would be deferred. The expectations then would also change, and we'd expect that the number of students reaching benchmarks would continue to grow, but more slowly than we've seen over the past decade. The goal with the advent of the School Improvement Fund was that 90% of our elementary students would reach the benchmarks within 4 years. Elimination of the school fund would reduce that to prior forecast levels, which estimated that 90% of our third graders would reach those benchmarks by 2009, and that fifth graders would reach them at a later date. And just to illustrate how this spreadsheet works, you see some of the major components in an elementary school of 340 students. The first column is the baseline, which is really the current service level at the end of the last biennium. The approved budget, the legislatively approved budget, which increased resources to elementary schools to support reading. And then a 2% reduction would basically move those schools back to where they were at the in the last biennium. In the second scenario, I won't run through each of these in detail, but the second scenario was kind of a different assumption, and that was that the School Improvement Fund would be left intact, that the focus on literacy would remain with those resources in place in the elementary school, and then that the entire 2% reduction was in the middle and high schools. You can see in the baseline, again, was basically where sort of a typical Oregon middle school was at the end of the last biennium. The approved budget was actually shows an example of a reduction in the secondary, because you may recall that to fund the School Improvement Fund, the state eliminated $110 million from the state school fund and matched that with an additional $110 million. So the assumption was that if those funds came out of what may have come out of secondary schools and were shifted to elementary. So in the approved budget, you do see a reduction in staffing in the middle school, and then a further 2% reduction we're assuming would eliminate additional staff.